And welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday. It's time for our weekly theater review with our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
So you are a Stephen Sondheim fan, fantastic fan. You are a super fan. So we're going to talk about a show called Company of Sondheim. It's at the Still Point Theater here in Baltimore. It was an unusual show in its day. Why was it?
Well, it's not literal and it's not linear. It's not chronological. It doesn't really have a plot. It takes place on the 35th birthday of a bachelor named Robert, Bobby. His friends are giving him a surprise party. It starts and ends with the surprise party. Bobby is trying to decide whether he's ready for a permanent relationship. We see five couples, his friends, and they set examples that are, shall we say, not exactly reassuring. The show is based on 11 one-act plays by George Firth. Firth turned them into the script for this musical using Bobby as the link, and Stephen Sondheim wrote probably one of his most trenchant scores for Company. In his book, Finishing the Hat, Sondheim says, "The show takes place in an instant in Robert's mind." I've seen a number of productions of this, Tom, which won't surprise you, and this realization that everything we're seeing is in Bobby's head came across more strongly in Still Point's production. It's directed and choreographed by Deirdre McAllister. They use runway staging. The audience is on both sides of the stage, kind of like a tennis match. We're on the sidelines, in other words, which is metaphorically where Bobby is. He's not fully participating in his own life. For most of this musical, he's basically an observer. So this was a groundbreaking show in its day. Still Point adds some quirks, but it's a very stirring production. To give you an idea of the kind of mixed signals that Bobby is getting from his friends, I brought a clip from the song, The Little Things You Do Together. Some of those little things include children you destroy together and getting a divorce together.
That's the cast of the Still Point Theater's production of Company. So, Judy, this musical debuted in 1970. That's, you know, it's 50 years or so. It's not old enough to be a classic, but it's, you know, is it a period piece?
It is a period piece. It has dated references, like the generation gap, and it works well in its period. That was a time when the necessity of marriage was starting to be questioned. Still Point adds updated moments from the very beginning when we see Bobby recording his voicemail greeting on his cell phone instead of on an answering machine. And then text messages are projected on a screen at the back. There's a reference to a blog. We see Tinder posts. There's a reference to Lady Gaga. It's not consistent with the text in at least one instance that pulls you out of the show. Still Point has cast a male actor in the role of Joanne, a middle-aged, married, sardonic friend of Bobby's. It's a role that was written for Elaine Stritch. Here, the character is played as a gay married man called Joe, without changing most of the text. And sometimes this is a bit jarring. For example, Joe talks about getting married for the first time right out of college. Well, at that time, legally, he couldn't have.
So has Still Point made other changes in addition to sort of updating it a little bit?
Well, turning the character of female Joanne into male Joe is the biggest change. There's another couple, Harry and Sarah. Now they are Harriet and Sarah. There's a recent precedent for gender switching in Company. There's currently a very high-profile production in London on the West End in which Bobby is played by a woman as a woman. In the original, Bobby is dating three girlfriends. In the London version, they become boyfriends. Sondheim made textual changes for the London production that also include updating and undoubtedly clear up the kind of inconsistencies I found in Still Point's production. The London production is the first gender-switching version that's been officially licensed by Sondheim. There are rumors about it coming to New York in the fall. I sure hope it does.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about the portrayal of the protagonist, Bobby, in this production at Still Point, as well as some of the other performances.
Well, Bobby is played by an actor named Jason Hentrich. He's a good lead. He plays Bobby as a jovial, nice guy who's trying to figure things out. It's easy to see why he has lots of friends, though they have much more edge than he does. The music director is Ben Shaver. He gets good choral work and also good instrumental work out of a very tight five-person band. There are some standout moments and performances. One of the fastest patter songs in the history of patter songs, Getting Married Today, is in this show. Karen Chance plays a bride who decides on her wedding day that she's not getting married today. And late in this song, at Still Point, she crawls across the floor to the edge of a table. She grabs a table leg. She holds on miserably for dear life. It's very funny. Timothy David Copney plays the gender-switched role of Joe. And though I have some reservations about the way this works textually, he pulls off the character's big number, The Ladies Who Lunch. This is an acerbic, caustic number. Near the end of the song, Copney drags his fur coat across the floor, and then, ironically, he lies down on it on the repeated last word, rise. But getting back to Jason Hentrich's portrayal of Bobby, let's listen to a sample of his big final number. This is Being Alive. It's an epiphany for Bobby. He starts out singing it as if he's a little drunk, then he becomes a bit angry, becomes sad, and convinces himself to take part in his own life. Sondheim calls this ending a prayer.
Somebody make me come through. I'll always be there, as frightened as you, to help us survive. Being alive.
That's Jason Hentrich in the Still Point production of Company singing Being Alive. So, Judy, overall, would you say you felt, as it were, in good company with with this rendition of Company of Stephen Sondheim?
I did, Tom, with a few reservations. The script problems with the update, and there are some videos that I found distracting and even a little hokey, champagne glasses with bubbles and emojis and candles. But as you point out so accurately, I am a diehard Sondheim fan, and I have to applaud any production that opens my eyes to additional or deeper meaning, and this one does that.
Yeah, that ain't easy to do for you, because you've seen a lot of them, and you know an awful lot about Mr. Sondheim. Yeah.
Yes, I consider that one of the high points of my career, the chance that I got to spend some time with him when I was at the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah. So Company, it's at the Still Point Theater in Baltimore until Saturday. The performances take place at the Wilkes School at Grace and St. Peter's Church. That's in the 700 block of Park Avenue in Mount Vernon. We've got a link to details about the show times and all that stuff on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, Rob Sivek's going to be sitting in for me, and you guys get to talk about a show that I saw with Linnell last week at Center Stage, Fun Home. I just have to say, I thought it was terrific. I know you'll withhold your opinion until next week, but I thought it's one of the best things I have ever seen at Center Stage. I'm sorry I'm going to miss you next week. I'd gush like crazy about it then, but so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be fun.
And I'm looking forward to talking about it. I saw this show on Broadway and was very eager to see what Center Stage was going to do with it. This is the 2015 Tony Award winner. Very unusual show because it's based on a graphic novel. Mm-hmm. But I will talk about that next week when
Indeed.
You're not here.
Well, for better or for worse, I thought it was just terrific. All right, thanks, Judy. Well, we will not see you. I will listen to you next week when we won't get to see you.
Very good.
Lunch today provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. They're Baltimore's gourmet grocer since 1944. Eddie's of Roland Park offers a selection of local gift baskets and Maryland jumbo lump crab cakes that can be shipped anywhere throughout the United States. Details online at eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, my guest will be Marilyn Mosby, who is Baltimore City State's attorney. We're going to talk about her somewhat controversial decision to stop prosecuting people for possession of marijuana. We're also going to pay tribute to our dear friend, the iconic rock on tour, Gil Sandler. That's coming up tomorrow on Midday. I hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing to our podcast and following us on Twitter. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for Here and Now. That's on the way right after a break for news at the top of the hour. I'm Tom Hall. Enjoy the Super Bowl and have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.